Continuing now with a conversation here from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, all of those places. Before the break, Laura Logan and I were talking about credibility and integrity in the media, I think is a fair way to put it. And so many people in the media don't seem to care about those things. It's not just that people and reporters are reckless and careless, that when they get caught publishing something or reporting something on television that is inaccurate or wrong, they don't seem to care, Laura. I mean, they're like, yeah, well, and maybe they run a retraction, maybe they don't. They just carry on as if it's, you know, normal. And it's not normal to me. When I was doing news, I thought that, you know, being accurate was the most important single thing, and being honest was the most. And what happened? It's not there anymore, I guess.
Well, it seems to me that's a function of their audience, right? Because they're talking to each other. They're not talking to you or anyone in the parts of the country where people don't agree with them. Those people don't matter in their world. That's my opinion, and that's the way it appears to me after watching this over and over and over again and really trying to understand it. Because to me, the media gets the blame all the time for what they do, and that's right. We should be accountable for what we do, and I've been accountable myself. But what we're overlooking is who's planting those false messages and those false narratives and those dishonest ideas into the media, right? Those are not generated by the media, and I don't say that to excuse reporters from responsibility. I say that because we need to address the next level of that as well. Like, journalists don't make this stuff up most of the time, especially if it's something that you hear all across the board, right? It's on all different channels.
Right.
Those ideas are being sparked and motivated and driven, and they're organized. They're very often extremely organized and well thought out and planned. There are people who know how to exploit the existing liberal bias in much of the media. And they do it extremely well. And we're doing, because journalists, so many journalists are willing to be used like that and willing to be exploited, and because they don't care in their world if they make a mistake, they're not held accountable for it because their audience mostly doesn't care. They say, oh, well, we now know that Carter Page was working for the CIA and he wasn't a Russian spy, but we think he's probably guilty anyway because he was working for Trump.
And right, he must be guilty of something.
Of being the worst person on earth, right?
Right, he's got to be guilty of something because he worked for Trump. And I go back to day one of the Trump administration when the Associated Press, which was supposed to be a nonpartisan, credible organization, put out that Donald Trump had removed the bust, the casting of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. It was completely false. They just didn't bother to look around the room, apparently. But that went global. Millions of people. I think people still believe that.
Well, and that came from a young reporter who had not bothered to ask the White House or look behind the door, right, where the bus was. And they picked it up and they ran with it. And that's another thing that has made people lose trust and faith in the media, is that when a mistake is made, very often journalists will not correct it. They will not really address it, and also they won't remove the offensive or incorrect story, such as, you know, look at Nick Sandman, right, the Covington kid. They'll do all these stories all about how evil he is, and then when the truth comes out, they'll still do pieces saying, well, you know, this is his version, and here's the other side's version, Nathan Phillips, you know, the Native American gentleman who's supposedly blocked by him. But you know, Steve, because you're a journalist, right? The standard is not there are two, you know, that he has one version versus the other, because one side, Nathan Phillips, lied about almost every single thing he said. None of it was true. He wasn't blocked by Nick Sandman. He didn't even try to go past him. His retreat wasn't blocked. He never tried to go out of there. In fact, he walked into a crowd of boys and nobody stopped him. And he could just have easily have walked out. So when you have one person who's lied repeatedly, when very little about what they said is true, why are you making excuses for them as a journalist? And why are you treating them as if they're equal? When the guy says there's video out there on his own webpage of him saying when he got back from South Vietnam, people spat on him, and then you allow him to say, no, I never said I went to Vietnam. I said I was a Vietnam era veteran. And it's like,
right.
Come on.
Which is
garbage,
obvious, right?
Right.
and no integrity. Like I said, no credibility, no integrity. And in a day and age like we're witnessing now, where millions of Americans are being ordered to stay in their homes, and we have this pandemic that we're supposed to believe is going to kill 2.2 million Americans. Now it's down to 60,000. It's quite a deviation, to say the least. The journalists in this country have a very high responsibility to the rest of us, and I think, by and large, many of them are simply failing. There's a few folks out there like yourself, maybe Cheryl Atkinson, but it's a small group of people that I can look to and say, I trust what these people are going to tell me. Tell the folks about your program, Lara Logan Has No Agenda on Fox Nation.
Well, I think one of the most significant things I learned doing this show and doing the media in particular is that the conversation people don't want you to have is that there's liberal bias versus conservative bias, right? That would even the playing field. The conversation they want to have is, on the one side, you have these noble warriors searching for the truth. It's imperfect. Mm-hmm. Yes, we make mistakes occasionally, and there is bias, but it's a noble, honest struggle, and what we end up with is the truth. On the other side, you have crazy right-wing nutters who are conspiracy theorists,
sure.
And racist right-wingers, right? Neo-Nazis,
yeah.
All these horrible people. So the wonderful, the good people versus the terrible people, the honest people versus the dishonest.
Well, that's the way they want to have it, Laura.
The noble versus the crazy. That's the conversation they want you to have about bias in the media. And they say that's how they frame it, right? Because if you level the playing field and say, both sides are biased, both sides have
okay,
bias.
Laura, hold for just one second. I want to give you the final thought on this, if you can hold with me for just one more moment. Laura Logan on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll give her final thought on that debate back and forth right after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.